Chinatown is typically a vibrant and bustling staple of New York City. But as a result of COVID-19, the area became a ghost town, with some there experiencing xenophobic attacks. In response, longtime resident Carlin Chan created the Chinatown Block Watch to help to keep everyone safe. He's the focus of tonight's Brief But Spectacular.
I started patrolling the streets of the Lower East Side with a couple of friends because we heard of some harassment that was going on. So then I shared it on social media. We started with five people, six people, and now we've expanded to a group of 20 to 30 people. We're a multi-ethnic group who are banding together, who unite to fight xenophobia and hate. I love this area because I grew up in this area. I've lived here in this area over 60 years now. It's a vibrant, functioning immigrant community. First, it was an Irish slum, and then it was an Italian Jewish slum. But then it became a Chinese slum. Now it's changed. Right? We have a functioning Chinatown, and my hope is that, you know, no matter how much we get gentrified, it will remain a functioning Chinatown. Pre-COVID-19, this was a bustling area right around the Lunar New Year every day. You know, the streets are packed with celebrants. Then we have tons of tourists that would shoot into this area just to observe the various traditions that we have, lion dancing, dragons, the floats, you know, the music, the food. COVID-19 affected this community early on as news out of China broke about the outbreak in Wuhan. Many tourists stopped visiting the area. Even regulars stopped coming to this area to patronize our shops and our restaurants. A lot of it was caused by xenophobia. And there was a misconception that all Chinese carried this virus with us, were born with this virus or something. Restaurants experienced a 50 to 60% drop in business, and many were forced to close. This is even pre-lockdown, which went into effect in March. Since the lockdown, the streets are really totally empty. There's no one out there. Only the few came out to wait online to buy necessities every few days. We do have incidents of harassment, verbals, people pass through the neighborhood. If we witness an incident, we will record it, document it, and we will help the victim report it. We're here to tell people, and with these highly visible safety vests, that we have a visible presence on the streets and we're not going to tolerate any incidents of harassment or attacks here. Because we are residents of the community, the business owners who are open, they recognize us, and it's really reassuring to them to see a friendly face keeping an eye out for them. My name is Carlin Chan, and this is my brief but spectacular take on the Chinatown Block Watch.
And you can find all of our brief but spectacular segments online at pbs.org/newshour/brief.